الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon my most beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again reminding ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that today we have the opportunity to sit and discuss the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. In the previous lesson, we spoke about how Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had two sons, both of them who became from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. And we mentioned how after Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, his son, every single prophet, all the way till Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, came from the children and the progeny of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And we mentioned how these prophets, they prophesied the coming of the final prophet, the coming of the great prophet, the coming of the greatest man to walk the face of this earth, the seal of prophethood. And they all prophesied the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their prophecies included descriptions of Madinatul Munawwara, descriptions, physical descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also descriptions of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And we mentioned how the people of the book, they were well versed within this, and they had good, ample, and solid knowledge about this as well. Not only that, they were awaiting the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says that before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of the book, they were all together, and they were all agreed on this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come. And the Quran mentions how after the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of the book split into many groups. The last thing we mentioned was the story of Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. So this was one of three examples that I was going to give. The first example was Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. And this is an example of a foreigner. So he is neither an Arabian and neither is he from the people of the book. He is a foreigner. He has a Persian background, and his family were of fire worshippers, the Al-Majus. And we mentioned briefly about his journey to hunt for the truth, and how he eventually came into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, from his knowledge of the books, he confirmed that which he had learned from the books, and he came into the fold of Islam. There was two more examples that I wanted to give. But before I give these examples, there were a few verses that I wanted to put in front of us before going on into this discussion. And these verses help us understand. The first verse that I wanted to present was, they are from Surah Al-Baqarah, all three of the verses. The first verse is from the first juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And when the book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the people of the book, يعني the Jews and the Christians, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, which confirmed that which was with them. يعني that knowledge which the people of the book had, the Quran confirmed it. So there was no, it wasn't that the Quran was completely different. The Quran had exactly the same teachings as that which was in the Torah and the Injil. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jews and the Christians, they had such a strong belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when they would have wars with the mushrikeen and the people of Mecca, they would have wars with them, they would say to the disbelievers and the polytheists that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us victory because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu, we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he comes, we're going to be his followers. We've been blessed. So because we have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give us victory over you. So imagine the kind of strength in their belief for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even came to this world, they had, from the knowledge of their books, they had such a strong belief in Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would say before their words that because we are the people of the book, the Nabi Akhir Zaman, the last prophet, the great prophet, he's going to come to us. We are better than you. Allah has favored us upon you. And because of that, Allah is going to give us victory over you. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. When مَا عَرَفُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا. When that person who they recognized, يعني Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to them, كَفَرُوا بِهِ, they disbelieved in him. So, ma'arafu means that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, and the Jews saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arafu, they recognized him, they knew that this is the right person, this is the final prophet. Look at our books. Look what's written in our books. Look who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Exactly the same person. Kafaru bihi. They disbelieved in him. Why did they disbelieve in him? We'll come to that after the following verses. The next verse is also from Surah Al-Baqarah, just a couple of pages away from the first verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Walamma ja'ahum rasulun min indillahi musaddiqun lima ma'ahum." نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And when the Prophet came to them, confirming that which was with them, نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. One group from the people of the book, they rejected him. Yeah? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They put the book of Allah behind them, behind their backs, كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, as if they didn't know anything. They pretended that, no, this is not the right Prophet, and we don't believe in him. Even though the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his description exactly matched which was in their own books. And the third verse is also in the Surah Al-Baqarah, which is in the second juz, in the second side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. As for the people of the book, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءُهُمْ. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاؤُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of the book, they recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاؤُهُمْ. The exact same way that they recognize their own children. Yes, when a person, he sees his own child, he recognizes, he knows that this is my child. He has no doubt in the fact that this is my child. This is Abdullah, this is Asma, this is my child. Yeah? He has no doubt in that. So when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they recognized him exactly who he was, and they had no doubt in the fact that this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And definitely, one group from them, they hid the truth. Even though وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, they knew that this is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, yet they did not believe. Why? We'll come to that, inshallah, in just a moment. But moving on to the second example, we go on to the second example and the third example. The second example and the third example, we will give an example of one Jew who saw the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he accepted. And we will give an example of another Jew who saw the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he denied. And he rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first example is of a famous Sahabi who later became a Sahabi called Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an. He was from the scholars of the Jews. He was from the very learned Jews, actually, and he was very well respected amongst them. And there are a few narrations that sort of give a picture and bring together Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala and whose experience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first narration, قال عبد الله بن سلام, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لما قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina, انفجل الناس قالوا قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, انفجل الناس قبله وقالوا قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The people flocked towards him and they said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Yani, this is talking about the scene in Madinatul Munawwara. You know, for a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's the whole story of the people of Medina going for Hajj, meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, becoming Muslim. Then the second group went the second year. Then they invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina. News came that the Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an have set off. And now, you know, every single day, the people of Medina, they would go and they would look. They would go to the outskirts of Medina. They would look on the horizon. Is there anyone coming? Is there anyone coming? And now, the hype is getting, is increasing in Medina to Munawwara that any day soon, he's coming, the Prophet's coming, the Prophet's coming. Now, these are the Arab people. Because they've met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have become Muslim. Hazrat Musab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala is in Medina. And he has taught Islam to the people of Medina. And many of them have become Muslim and they are waiting. The Jews, they have their books, they have the knowledge. They are waiting as well. That what's going on here? They're waiting to see. Because they can hear the news, what's going on. So now we're talking from the perspective of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, who at this time is a Jew. And he is watching everything. He's seeing that the Arabs, they are looking forward to this person coming. And then finally he's come. The news spread, the Prophet has arrived, the Prophet has arrived. You know, there's a famous, the young children went to the horizon, went out of Medina, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were coming, and then they start singing the famous poem, yeah, طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَّاتِ الْوَدَىٰ وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا مَا دَعَى لِلَّهِ دَىٰ أَيُّهَا الْمَبْعُوثُ فِينَا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داء. That the moon has risen, yeah, the white moon has risen over us from the valley of Wada. وجب الشكر علينا, yeah, and thankfulness is necessary upon us. ما دعا لله داء, so long as he calls towards guidance. أَيُّهَا الْمَبْعُوثُ فِينَا, oh, the one who has been sent amongst us. جِئْتَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُطَاعِ, you have brought to us the commandments to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. جِئْتَ شَرَّفْتَ الْمَدِينَ, you came and you honored Madinatul Munawwara. مَرْحَبًا يَا خَيْرَ دَا, oh, welcome to the greatest of da'is, the greatest of kula. Such beautiful poem, you know, in welcoming and doing marhaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an amazing moment it must have been. If only we could have been there and experienced such a beautiful moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah in a situation where he is happy with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Moving on. قَالَ فَجِئْتُ لِلنَّظْرِ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهٍ كَذَّابٍ. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala says that he said, I went to look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُ, when I saw him, immediately I understood that this is not the face of a liar. How can he be the face of a liar? The beautiful, shining face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than the full moon. Yeah, Rasulullah was the most beautiful man to have ever been created. Yeah, so immediately, how can anyone actually genuinely believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be a liar? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an effect which was called ru'b, and that ru'b would strike fear and awe and reverence into the heart of the onlooker. So Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala says that immediately I understood, لَيْسَ بِوَجْهٍ كَذَّابٍ, this is not the face of a liar. فَكَانَ أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ سَمِئْتُهُ مِنْهُ أَنْ قَالَ, he said, the first thing I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say was, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ, spread salam, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, and feed food, feed people food, وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامِ, and secure the ties of kinship and relationships, don't break relationships. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نَيَامٌ, pray salat during the night whilst the people are sleeping. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ, you will enter Jannah بالسلام, with peace and with peace and harmony. In one narration he says that قَالِ الرَّسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he said, Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله تعالى, so first his experience is he heard, he went and he sees the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his heart, he understands that this is no liar. Then he goes and he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking these beautiful words. Then he goes forward and he interviews the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي سَائِلُكَ عَنْ ثَلَاثِ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ إِلَّا نَبِيٌّ, I am going to ask you three things that nobody knows except a Prophet. Number one, مَا أَوَّلُ أَشْرَاتُ السَّاعَةِ, مَا أَوَّلُ أَشْرَاتِ السَّاعَةِ وَمَا أَوَّلُ طَعَامِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, what is the first sign of Qiyamah and what is the first food that the people of Jannah will eat? وَمَا يَنْزَأُ الْوَلَدُ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ, why is it that sometimes a child, he looks like his mother, and sometimes he looks like his father? قال أخبرني بهن جبريل آنفا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that very soon the Prophet Jibreel will come to me and he'll tell me the answer to all of these three questions. قال ذاك عدو اليهود من الملائكة. So Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله عنه said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Jibreel, he is an enemy of the Jews. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم recited to him the verse, كل من كان عدوا لجبريل, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to say, من كان عدوا لجبريل, whoever is the enemy of Jibreel, فإنه نزله على قلبك, he is the one that reveals upon your heart, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرًى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that which confirms that which is with you and that which is a guidance and glad tidings for the believers. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِبْرِيلِ وَمِيكَالِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. He says, whoever is an enemy of Allah and the angels and Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, then Allah is his enemy. Yeah. So Rasulullah is saying that if you are the enemy of Jibreel, then Allah is your enemy. So Rasulullah is already teaching. Then afterwards, Rasulullah starts to answer the questions. He says, "Amma awwal ashrat al-sa'a, fanarun takhruju min al-maghrib min al-mashriq ila al-maghrib." He says, "As for the first sign of Qiyamah, it will be a fire that comes from the east and it sets in the west and it'll travel towards the west." وَأَمَّا أَوَّلُ طَعَامٍ يَأْكُلُهُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَزِيَادَةُ كَبَدِ هُوتٍ. It says that the first food that the people of Jannah will eat will be fish. وَإِذَا سَبَقَ مَاءُ الرَّجُلِ مَاءَ الْمَرْأَةِ نَزَعَ الْوَلَدُ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَإِذَا سَبَقَ مَاءُ الْمَرْأَةِ مَاءَ رَجُلِ فَتَظْهَرُ. He says that when, as for your third question, when the water of the man, it goes and it dominates over the water of the woman, then the child will represent and he'll look like the father. And when the woman's water dominates the father's water, then the child will start to look like the mother. فَقَالَ إِنَّ الْيَهُودِ. So then now Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, and he has heard the answers, he has understood them to be correct from his own knowledge of the books, the previous books, and he is now ready to accept Islam. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, the Jews, they are a slanderous nation. They are a slanderous nation. And if they come to know that I have become a Muslim, they will start to slander me. So after that, what happened was Rasulullah said, okay, that's fine. And he told Abdullah bin Salam that you go and hide behind a wall so that they can't see you. He says that فَجَاءُ قَالَ فَأَيُّ رَجُلٍ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ السَّلَامِ فِيكُمْ. He says that the Jews came, and so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them that who is Abdullah bin Salam amongst you? So they said, خَيْرُنَا وَابْنُ خَيْرِنَا وَسَيِّدُنَا وَابْنُ سَيِّدِنَا. They said, oh, Abdullah bin Salam, he is from the best of us, and his father is from the best of us, and he is our leader, and his father was also our leader. So they've said that, you know, he's one of the big boys, he's one of Abnadmi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَسْلَمَ. What do you think? What if that person, Abdullah bin Salam, one of your leaders, what if he became a Muslim? So the Jews said, أَعَاذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. May Allah protect him from such a thing. Yeah, so they're saying that, look, he's the best of us, and, you know, may Allah protect him from ever becoming a Muslim. So he says that, فَخَرَجَ فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he came out from behind the wall and he stood in front of the Jews, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So what was the Jews' reaction? They said, شَرُّنَا وَابْنُ شَرِّنَا. Yeah, they said, him, Abdullah bin Salam, he's the worst of us and his father was the worst of us as well. So straight away, what Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala who had said to Rasulullah was confirmed. That, look, these are the kind of people. One minute they're saying, he's the best of us. Just because I became a Muslim, suddenly I've become the worst. So this was the experience of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, and became a great sahabi afterwards. And it's an example of a Jew who saw the signs of Rasulullah in the books. He saw the signs of Rasulullah in real life. And he said, no problem. It's exactly how it's supposed to be. And he came into Islam. And lastly, just before we finish, we'll have the third example of a few people who saw the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they refused to accept. And we'll explain why as well. It says that Hazrat Safiya bint Huyay bin Akhtab. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. She was one of the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mother of the believers. Before she became Muslim and before she became one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was from the Jewish people. And her father, Huyay bin Akhtab, was a Jew. So when he was in Madinatul Munawwara, they heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming. And Huyay bin Akhtab and his brother, from the top of my head, his name was Abu Nasr, Allahu alam. They both went, and they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see the signs, to see everything. And as Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that I was very beloved to my father and I was very beloved to my uncle. Whenever they would come home, I would go out to see them. They would come to me, they would pick me up, they would play with me, just like a father does with his children. You know, he picks them up, he hugs them. Are you okay? How are you doing? You know? So she says that later in the evening, they returned home and they were very, you know, in a lot of tension. They were very upset. They were very angry. And she said that I went out to see them and they ignored me. And they went into the house. So I realized that something had happened. And she said that I was listening in on their conversation. They didn't know that I was listening. They said that one brother says to the other, did you see Muhammad? Did you see him? So the other brother says, yes, I saw him. So he says that, is he the prophet? Is he the final prophet? Is he the one that we have been reading about in our books for so many years, so many centuries? So Huyay bin Akhtab says, yes, he's the one. So he said, so did you become a Muslim? He said, no, never. Enmity, enmity, enmity. Why? The question is, why? Why was it that they recognized Rasulullah? We've already discussed the verses of the Quran. Allah has described this. They recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew who he was. They confirmed the signs with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was all there. The proof was clear. The answer comes down to this. All of the prophets from Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's progeny. The Yaqub alayhi salam, his name is Israel. And his progeny are known as the Banu Israel. Every single prophet from Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, every single prophet until Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came from the family of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. And so for years and years and years, they've read in the books, the prophets have given the prophecy that the final prophet is coming. He is the greatest prophet. So for years and years and years, they expected that all of the prophets have come from Banu Ishaq, Banu Israel, our family. The final prophet will also come from our family. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come from Banu Ishaq. It was, the signs were there. It was not promised that he would come from the children of Ishaq alayhi salam. Finally, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he came from Banu Ismail. So from Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, they are brothers. Look at history. Every single prophet has come from Ishaq alayhi salam's family, all the way till Isa alayhi salam. And on this side, not a single prophet has come for all them years, thousands of years. And finally, the great prophet, the prophet who is the greatest of them all, the prophet, the chosen one, the greatest man to walk on the face of the earth, the one who, if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have ceased to exist. He is the greatest person ever. It's difficult to put into words the magnanimity and the position and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's come from Banu Ismail. And this is why they just could not accept it. That why did he not come from our family? Why did he have to come from Banu Ismail? Why? And this was the problem for them, for some of them. That if he had come from our family, we would have accepted him. But the fact of the matter is, أنا أريد وأنت تريد والله يفعل ما يريد. I want things. You want things. But Allah does what He wants. Allah did not conform to the wishes of the Banu Israel, that the final, Allah did what He wanted. Allah wanted it to be that my Nabi alayhi salam come from Banu Ismail. Allah made it happen. Allah is saying, I've done it. What are you going to do? You have to accept. You haven't accepted, you'll go to Jahannam. And this was it. This was the greatest test. This is the test of humanity. Do we do what we feel like doing? Or do we do what Allah wants us to do? Yeah? For example, we're traveling. Whilst we're traveling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us that in some namazes, instead of praying four, you pray two. If I want to be a very pious person all of a sudden and say, no, I'm going to pray four. No, that's not being pious. You're doing what you want to do. Here you have to do what Allah wants you to do. And Allah wants us to pray two rakats. So Allah wanted it that the Prophet ﷺ came from Banu Ismail and they still accept. Some people accepted, some people did not accept. And this is the crux of the whole matter between the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians. They did not accept Rasulullah ﷺ, and those who became Muslim, they accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the whole issue with regards to this. One last point before we conclude for the day is that sometimes the Jews, they lay a claim to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, they lay claim to Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, they lay claim to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. They say that we are Ibrahimi, Ishaqi, Yaqubi. And they give themselves this label, and Yusufi. And they are our prophets, and they're from our family. You're Ismaili. And that's the wrong way, and things like that. The fact of the matter is that this claim is illegitimate. This is not a legal claim. The moment they fail to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or they fail to accept Islam, all claim that they might have had to Ishaq alayhi salam, to Yaqub alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, was taken away from them. Why? And one verse of the Quran makes us understand this. In the first para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Am kuntum shuhada'a إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. That were you there when Yaqub alayhi salam was beginning to pass away? إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِي. He said to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Who are you going to worship after me? So his son said to him, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ. We will worship your Lord. وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ. And the Lord of your fathers, إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. You see in the Holy Quran, the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, they did not differentiate between Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. All of them were in one sentence. And if Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam were present, they would want the Jews, their own children, they would want them to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was their demand. That was their train of thought. That was their mansha. That was why they were there. That was what the message was to the people of the future. That when he comes, accept him for who he is. The moment they fail to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all claim that they might have had on Ishaq alayhi salam was taken away from them. All claim that they might have had on Yaqub alayhi salam was taken from them. We accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is our Nabi. Ishaq alayhi salam is our Nabi. Ismail alayhi salam is our Nabi. Yaqub alayhi salam is our Nabi. Yusuf alayhi salam is our Nabi. We, inshallah, Allah gives us death on Iman. We will be in Jannah with Yaqub alayhi salam. We will be in Jannah with Yusuf alayhi salam. We will be in Jannah with Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are our prophets. Musa alayhi salam, the Jews, they lay claim to him. No, he is our prophet. Why? Because Musa alayhi salam would have wanted it that we accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We believe him, we believe the Quran, we love him, we respect him, and we recite the Quran every single day. He is our Nabi. And so all of the prophets alayhi wasallam, they belong to us because we have come into one deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this deen in the next verse, and I will finish here, insha'Allah. We will complete the surah, insha'Allah, in the next session. And that is the end of the discussion with regards to the Jews and the Muslims. In the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the destination in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand and love for the Qur'an, the Sahaba, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, next week there will not be tafsir, but the week after we will continue. So there will be 1 week, there will be no tafsir. Inshallah, the week after, if Allah gives us life, then we will continue. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك